Now, the United Nations Human Rights Committee has questioned Israeli officials over violations of Palestinians' human rights, such as the demolition of houses and expansion of settlements and limiting access to water for farmers. The UNHRC chairman, Nigel Rodley, said the settlements are at the heart of many problems, such as alleged violations of the right to life and freedom of movement. The UN committee also questioned Israeli officials about the seizure of the West Bank land by Israeli armies and said Palestinians held in detention must be given prompt access to lawyers and independent medical examinations before being brought before a judge. The latest Israeli onslaught on the besieged Gaza Strip killed more than 2,100 Palestinians, most of them civilians. Joining us from Amman is Siraj Davis. He's a journalist and a human rights activist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, as the UNHRC has said, that these settlements by themselves are a root of many problems when it comes to Palestine. Do you see it that way too?
I absolutely do. I think that it's a major, major barrier between the peace process to Palestine. It needs to be resolved. It's illegal. The international community has said it's illegal. The settlements and the demolitions are illegal according to the Geneva Conventions, Article 4 Geneva Conventions. You would look at Article 53 and 49. It's no secret. They're illegal. They shouldn't be built. Israel is standing against world opinion. It doesn't care about world opinion. It does what it wants to do. As we've seen with Gaza, it's many strikes against Gaza. Yani, to take away from Gaza, focus on the settlements. I mean, yeah, definitely it's a big barrier to the peace process. Secretary of State John Kerry just recently came back from Egypt, and the Israeli government did not like his comments in regards to mentioning that the settlements issue in Palestine is also bringing recruits for Daesh or ISIS. The recruitment for anti-American forces comes from the Palestine issue. It comes from the settlement issue. It comes from no justice, no peace. And definitely, as John Kerry said, he's been trying to push on the Israeli government to do something about this.
Right, but Mr. Davis, it is quite clear that despite international condemnation, Israel has continued with its settlement expansion. Why do you think that Israel is so adamant about expanding these settlements? What does it gain other than just land?
It is a bargaining chip. Israel is using the settlement issue as a bargaining chip. I believe the Colonel Noam Newman said that they're demolishing homes because of the terrorist elements, the Islam that we're supposed to be scared of, another Islam in continuation of communism. We're supposed to be scared of the terrorist attacks, and Israel is claiming that it's destroying the houses because of it. But in 2013, the U.S. published a terrorism by country report and lauded the PA for controlling terrorism in the West Bank. So interestingly enough, Israel doesn't pay attention to the international community. It doesn't even pay attention to US publications. So the US said that terrorism has gone down in the West Bank, but Colonel Noam Newman says they're demolishing homes because of terrorism threat. That's absolutely ludicrous. The Palestinians within Palestine have no protection. They have no forces to protect them. Their security forces cannot go against Israeli forces. The settlers attack them. There's no, in 97.4% of the investigations, it's failed. Nobody was prosecuted, according to Yesh Din. If you look at the statistics of the demolishing of homes, it is a policy. It is not what Colonel Noam Newman said, exceptions. It is a policy. From 2011 to 2013, less demolitions have occurred in West Bank. But if you look at it, more than half of demolitions, it went up 50% from 2011 to 2013. So that means the Israeli government is focusing on displacing more Palestinians in East Jerusalem as opposed to the West Bank. So
okay, I'm going to have to stop you there, Mr. Davis. We've run out of time. That was journalist and human rights activist Siraj Davis joining us from Amman via Skype. It's a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, sir.